The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us a Sunday morning, this frigid morning. I don't know if it's going to make 10 degrees today, but I know it's nice and early. Hopefully you have the coffee going, the tea going. Listen, I'm a tea drinker, so if you want to make some tea for me, I appreciate it. I make it very easy. I don't need sugar. I don't need milk. I don't need cream. Just tea straight up. But again, welcome this Sunday morning, and hopefully your GPS for Your Finances is going to help you this year. Now, so far, we're off to a great start in the new year. The market's humming along, the economy's humming along, but we wanted to give you a playbook for 2018. And so today's topic on GPS for Your Finances is a playbook for 2018. So please get the eggs going, get the toast going, sit back, relax. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, and we hope to give you a great playbook for 2018. Now think about what a playbook is, right? Think about a football team that prepares for the big game every week. Now that wouldn't be the Giants, right? Unfortunately, the Giants ended 3-13, but they did put together a playbook every week, and the strategy is to try to beat their opponent. Each week, players receive a new playbook. Actually, if you've ever seen this on TV, they actually receive a notebook of strategies and plans to kind of beat their opponent. Now, same thing here. Now, first thing to understand what we should do in 2018, we have to understand this whole Tax Cuts and Job Act, otherwise known as TCJA, is the acronym, which President Trump signed on December 22nd, 2017. Now, this is a big game changer for sure, guys. Now, this is probably the biggest tax, well, this is the biggest tax code change since the Tax Reform Act of 1986. I'm sure some of you remember that and how real estate started to get going. Then we had a stock market crash thereafter. But these sweeping changes will definitely impact your current finances and your future finances. So let's take a look in more detail. So as we give you the playbook for 2018, we need to understand what just happened here. What just, look, the holidays are over now. Now we have to kind of figure this out. I will say this though. In 2017, your taxes will be due April 15th as they are every year in 2018. Now, if you've been doing your taxes on your own, that may fly. I have to tell you, though, in 2018, the year that we're in now, and for your taxes due the following year, April 2019, no doubt, I really believe you should get a professional this year to try to get through this. Do not want to make a mistake with all this. I know you've been doing, maybe if you've done your taxes all these years, oh, I don't need somebody. But for this year, I think you shouldn't. If you've been, of course, using somebody, go back to that person, see how these things will impact you. So I'm going to give you an overall guideline. I have to say disclaimer. We're not here on WHD every morning or every Sunday morning giving you tax advice because you should go to your professional about that. But we need to know kind of the rules here and how things may have changed and how you can adapt to those changes and become a better investor and planner and so forth. So the tax rates, it's funny. One of the ideas about this new Tax Cut and Job Act of 2017, as now it's called, was to make it simpler. I have to tell you, going through all the documents and preparing this game plan for you this morning, it is not any simpler than it was. In fact, I think it's more complex, but that's just my feeling on it. So the new tax lowers tax rates for individuals and adjusts the bracket amount. So in 2018 through 2025, again, we'll deal with that after 2025, but for the next 7 years, this is how it's going to stand. The tax rates are 10%, 12%, 22%, 24%, 32%, 35%, and 37%. Now, these tax, you know, go back to, you know, what we were. So the top bracket used to be 39.6%. Starting now in 2018, the top rate is 37%. So planning out your income between tax brackets will be really, really important. Let me say that again. Planning where your income is going to be. So let's say you're retired and you could draw from different things. You may want to stay in different tax rates. Remember, they're 10, 12, 22, 24, 32. So if you can stay in that 10, 12, 22% bracket area, that's most likely the way you want to strategize. So there are times when you could take money in and you could do different things and try to stay in those tax brackets. That's going to be the same this time around too, even more so. So double check with your tax professional how you can stay in the best tax rates for your situation. If you're just tuning in, You're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm also, if you listen to WHD every morning, I'm sure you do, I'm on every morning, Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m., giving you the market report in the WHD Hudson Valley Index. And then my colleague at 5:15 on drive time, Bill Kugel, also gives you the market report. So we're with you pretty much around the clock. Saturday we have off, but Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m., 5:15 p.m., the market report, and every Sunday morning. So I'm glad you're joining us. And today's topic, of course, is a playbook for 2018. So the first thing you need to know is your brackets. I don't go through all the detail of what numbers you hit the different brackets, but let you know, though, the brackets are 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, said hike. No, I'm just kidding. 37%. So those are your tax brackets. Try to, you know, maneuver, try all you can to look at these tax rates and how they fit for you. And if by adding more income pushes you into a higher bracket, be mindful and make some right decisions. Now, the personal exemptions, including exemptions available for qualified dependent children and relatives, have been repealed. So the personal exemption phase out rule goes away altogether. Here's a good one. That, you know, we talk about the negative things that have happened, and we'll talk about that in a second with this new tax bill. But the standard deduction is basically doubled. I mean, the standard deduction is effectively doubled to $12,000 for single filers. It used to be $6,000, and $24,000 for joint filers with the existing standard deduction for the elderly and blind still retained. So this is a welcome news for taxpayers. Now, we keep on hearing about all the negative things about the income taxes. This is one of those things that's very positive, that they basically doubled the standard deduction. Now, 529 plans, if you have them for your children or grandchildren, there's a little wrinkle on that too. Now, so a 529 plan is for college, where money goes in some cases, if you have a state, New York State plan, you can take a tax deduction on the state side. That still is in effect. And actually, everything is in effect, including a gross tax deferred, and comes out tax-free for higher education. But the good news is, instead of being higher education, meaning college or universities after high school, you can now use it for any type of education before high school, preschooling, tuition for elementary or secondary, you know, kind of these private schools or religious schools can be used for the 529 plan. So they made it more liberal. They made it more available. So you're going to hear more and more about 529 plans, not only just for college education, but also helping for tuition for elementary and secondary and private schools and those type of things. Now, the child tax credit is doubled from $1,000 per qualified child to $2,000. So that's another thing that's positive for when you're paying taxes, should you have children. Subject to phase outs for high income earners. That's why you always double check your accountant. And then later amended and so forth. So, you know, right off the bat, there are a couple of good things about this new tax reform for individuals. Standard deduction doubled, as I mentioned. The 529 plan, instead of just using it for college only or, you know, higher education, can now be used, you know, for a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old that's going to a private school, let's say a Catholic school. That money then can come out of 529 for tax free. Now, just a moment after this break, we're going to go into some of the things that are not so great for taxes as we cover your playbook for 2018. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you every Sunday morning, so please invite me for some coffee or tea, get the things going. Now, listen, you just heard from Mike Bennett, my friend Mike Bennett, and he just offered you my free book. Now, this is a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday morning. So sometimes you can tune in, sometimes you can't, maybe partially, but what I'm going to tell you to do is call the office. Nobody's here right now, but leave your name and address, and you're one of the first 20 callers. You will get my book for free, Not Your Files Retirement. I heard Mike Bennett offer that. That's 845-371-0101. 855-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Sorry, I can only offer 20 at a time, but please be one of the first calls this morning. Early bird gets the worm. And also, if you're on WHD website, WHD.com, checking the weather, information, see what's going on. Lower right-hand column, you'll also see an offer for my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, you hear it throughout the week, and we give these books out from time to time. Now, remember, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, it sells for $17.99. But if you're close to retirement or already in retirement, we're going to give away that book for free. Perfect companion to the show, Not Your Father's Retirement. That's 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. So we're starting off the new year with a bang. The market's off to the races. The economy seems to be doing well. Last year, we set a whole bunch of records in the market. Last year, 71 times the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a record. So that's a record in itself. The market was up 12 straight months, January, February, March, all the way through December, 12 straight months, which is also a record. And we actually tied a record for being up 9 years in a row, starting in 2009. Now, people, when we think about the Great Recession, we think 2008, 2009. But actually, 2008 was a miserable year. The market lost half its value, roughly. And in 2009, actually, the Dow started the year under 7,000. Here we are, 25,000. Hard to believe. We're over 25,000. So, but 2009, actually, the market was higher. So 2009, 10, 11, all the way through, 9 years in a row, now ties a record. And that record comes from 1991 through 1999. So a lot of good things have happened in the market, a lot more confidence. I guess a trend is your friend for the time being. So hopefully we still have the tailwinds behind you. And of course, today's topic is a game plan for 2018. And obviously, one of the biggest changes that we have to look at as investors, look as when we're trying to look at our finances, is this whole tax reform bill that came down the pike late 2017. In the first part, we covered some areas that were rather good for taxpayers. We actually learned that the standard deduction has now doubled, which is good. It went from $6,000 for someone filing single to now $12,000. From the $12,000, $24,000 if you file jointly. We also learned that the 529 plan, which was only used for higher education, now could be used for homeschooling tuition, could use be for a private school, things like Catholic schools. So they've actually been a lot more liberal in how you can use 529 plans. Now, this part of it is something that drives us all crazy. We still don't understand it, but it's a law that state and local taxes, very controversial provision, that the new laws caps deduction for state and local income taxes, otherwise known as SALT, is the acronym, state and local income taxes, at $10,000 annually. Now, for those who live in the Hudson Valley area, and those who listen to WHD regularly, I bet probably more than half of you may be paying more than $10,000 a year. But that is capped. That is it. Of course, it's controversial because it seems like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, the high tax states, are the sufferers of this. So there are people here in, gosh, in Hudson Valley that live in parts of Westchester that are paying $25,000, $30,000 a year. Well, guess what? $10,000 is the most you can write off. Now, another provision that most people don't like, it doesn't affect a lot of people, but if you have a mortgage that's now more than $750,000 going forward, you can only write off the interest up to $750,000 on the mortgage. So probably doesn't impact too many people, but still, if you had a $2 million mortgage, let's say only $750,000 of that would be tax deductible. So you know, right away, there's been a lot of frustration around that. Now, one of the areas that comes into play too around taxes and around mortgage interest is if you look at equity lines. Now, home equity lines have been around a very, very long time. And these equity lines may not be tax deductible, something you really have to look into. So for a lot of people, for sending kids to college, for home improvements, have used these home equity lines. And that's something you want to check with your accountant. My understanding of the tax law is that that's no longer deductible. So that's kind of, we have some good things and we have some stinkers, unfortunately. So we have to kind of mix the good with the bad and kind of see where you are. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you every Sunday morning in this frigid cold. No, it's actually warm here in the studio, but it is 6 a.m. that we start the show every Sunday morning right here, 100.7. So glad to be part of your Sunday morning. We're tackling your playbook for 2018, and the playbook is going to have a lot to do with your taxes. And as you said early in the segment, there's some good things that happened. The standard deductions have gone higher. We kind of like that. Be able to use 529 plans more. The tax rate changes are better. Actually, they're lower. How you get into those tax brackets, you have to kind of maneuver around a little bit. But then we had some stinkers, so to speak. We had ones that are just, you know, kind of controversial, ones that we don't like, especially here in New York, especially in Hudson Valley, that we pay high property taxes. And the ceiling is now $10,000. Mortgage interest is deducted for the first $750,000. It also eliminates deductions for interest paid on home equity lines. So some people may want to consider speaking to a mortgage professional, take a look at your situation, and say, I have a first mortgage, I have an equity line, I may have it for some time. Again, if you're going to be moving soon, don't pay those expenses. And that's one of the things, general rule. If you have a good rate, obviously you don't want to mess that up either. But under certain circumstances, if you have a pretty big equity line outstanding that's no longer tax deductible, you may want to consider the part of your first mortgage. Again, I don't want to give you specific advice, I don't know your situation, but definitely check with a mortgage professional, because now home equity lines used definitely for colleges, for college expenses, used for home improvements, are no longer tax deductible. That's not nice. Well, we'll be right back after these messages with a GPS for your finances.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday morning, this frigid, frigid morning. Mama always said it'd be days like this, right? But this is what winter's supposed to be like. Yeah. But anyway, so thanks for joining us. I hope you had the tea going, got the coffee going. To see hot chocolate. I think I love that as a kid. Sleigh riding coming in. Mom used to make the Swiss Miss hot chocolate, marshmallows. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm doing a financial show here. But anyway, you're tuning into GPS for Your Finances right here every Sunday morning. Now, you heard Mike Bennett make an offer of my book, The First 20 Callers. And that's all we can do, folks. Sorry, the first 20 callers will get the book for free and be the early bird and get the worm by calling 845-371-0101. I'll let you get a pen and paper again, and I'll give you that phone number. But again, this sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So if you can listen to the whole program, great. If you can listen to part of it, this will help you fill you in. And if you can only make it with us every now and then, this is the perfect companion, especially for what's going to happen here in 2018. So here it is, 845-371-0101. Not your father's retirement, just like the name sounds. Like my father worked at Local 38. He had a pension, health care, and so forth. My retirement won't look like that. I won't have a guaranteed pension. I won't have health care for life. But not your father's retirement, I think you relate to. So if you're close to retirement or already in retirement, call that number, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, try it, but two hands on the wheel. Otherwise, when you get home, go to WHUD.com. On the lower right-hand corner is our Sunday morning offer for the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So the first two segments, we covered a playbook for 2018. And one of the most important things about your playbook is understanding this Tax Cuts and Job Act that came along December 22nd of last year. And it's a really big game changer here. And, we definitely have new tax brackets. As I mentioned, there are 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, 37. The brackets all have come down from where they were before. 39.6% was the top bracket. As I mentioned earlier, I'm not sure this is simpler. In fact, I think it's more complex than the old child law, so to speak. They said they're going to make it simpler. I don't think so. But anyway, definitely need a professional to be looking at these things and how best way to navigate. The standard deduction, though, is something that's pretty good, though. It doubled, basically. It doubled. I mean, it used to be $6,000 for those who filed single. Now it's $12,000. And those who filed joint, it used to be $12,000 for this standard deduction. Is now $24,000. That's going to help out quite a bit. For 529 plans, saving for Johnny or Lisa or whoever you're saving for as a parent or grandparent, instead of being used just for higher education, you can now use it for homeschooling. You can use it for private schools like Catholic schools. No longer just higher education. You can use it for a whole bunch of other reasons. So that's a nice benefit there. However, the idea that there's a ceiling on property taxes at $10,000 definitely will impact a lot of people in our area here, otherwise known as SALT, state local income taxes. The ceiling now is $10,000. Any more than $10,000 you pay, you no longer get the deduction. Also, in that little bill that came through the pike, your home equity line most likely will not be tax deductible anymore going forward. So you may want to consult with a mortgage professional and what you can do about that. Again, I can't give you specific directions. I'm not sure all your situation, but something to take a look at. So those are kind of the highlights there. There's also things kind of interesting. Estate tax. Now, for a lot of people that are listening in this area, probably don't have an $11 million estate. But those who have businesses that get value very high, or apartment buildings or real estate investments type of things, they're basically doubled. They used to be about $5.5 to $5.7 million exemption from federal taxes. Now it's $11.2 million. So anything up to $11.2 million, there's no federal estate tax. There's still state estate tax, but that's something that was pretty positive, all this. So look, there's some good things and some bad things in this tax bill, and it's for you to try to navigate through this. So I would definitely check in with your very busy professional accountant or bookkeeper. Say very busy, because you can imagine how my CPA happens to be very busy this time of the year, fielding a lot of questions, how to navigate this new tax. I think you should spend some time doing this. I think one of your resolutions this year, as you're starting low carb diets, as you're going more health and taking care of yourself, add that into it, add wealth. But I think the biggest thing you could do for your playbook for 2018 is check with your professional. If you don't have a professional, we could give you a referral, but definitely find somebody that can help you with some of these things that are happening. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning. This morning, this frigid morning, I'm still here with you. We're also with you Monday through Friday, the market report. I give the market report at 8:25 roughly every morning. Keep you up to date on the trends that are happening in the marketplace. Also, the WHD Hudson Valley Index, see what local companies are doing. And then my colleague, Bill Kugel, he comes on around the drive time around 5:15 p.m. So we're on the station quite a bit, every Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m., 5:15 p.m., and of course here with you Sunday morning. I think Saturday is the only break that we have, but we enjoy sharing this with you. It's been so far a very exciting year, 2018. We've got some fireworks to start the year. The market's doing well, a lot of momentum behind it. We'll talk more about that. One of the themes that came out towards the last quarter of last year and now is cryptocurrencies. And I have to talk a little bit about Bitcoins. I'm not recommending you buy or sell Bitcoins, but I have to acknowledge its existence. I mean, that's all we hear about. It started the year 2017. A Bitcoin was under $1,000. At some point, hit 19,000. Now, what does Bitcoin buy? I still don't know. But a Bitcoin was put together after the 2008-2009 financial crisis as a way of having currency to be able to trade freely amongst people. Now, we cannot recommend the buying or selling. It is purely speculative. Right now, the problem I have with it, there are over 1,300 cryptocurrencies. Now, of course, people heard of Bitcoin, makes the nightly news all the time, but there are over 1,300 more of these derivatives out there. So I'm not sure that's going to work. I don't like it. However, I think this parallels to that of 1999, where so many companies were .com. And at that time, I said, stay away from .com, because we don't know what companies going to be around. I remember companies like Excite and Lycos, they're no longer around. But the pick and shovelers of that day, the Ciscos and Oracles that helped the backbone of the internet, including IBM, iClouds, and so forth, all that is still here. So if you're going to get involved in cryptocurrencies and you really think it's going to be here to stay, which it might be, and it might be a bubble, but there is some ways to play it. It would be the pick and shovels of the gold rush, so to speak, just like we had in 1999. Like all these companies that helped provided for now cryptocurrency that helped provide transactions, the chip makers, the ledgers, so to speak, where you trade these things back and forth. There are going to be a lot of companies that will benefit, not from the currency going up or currency going down, but the transactions. The more transactions are made, some of these companies. So there's a whole list of those type of companies. You can look on our website about those. I don't want to get you excited about buying any of those companies, but I want to say that cryptocurrency is probably here to stay. And it does remind me of the 1999 days. It gets kind of crazy. Just one example. There's a company that sold iced tea in Long Island. They changed the name to a Bitcoin derivative, and the stock quadrupled, even though they still sell iced tea. So go figure. Well, listen, I'm so glad you joined us here Sunday morning. We have a lot to share. I hope you tune in every Sunday morning as we go through this. So remember, the number one thing I can tell you about your playbook for 2018 is get yourself in front of a professional, go through your situation, see how you line up best with tax brackets. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous month.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.